Today, you have multiple people proclaiming God's word, so I'm going to invite them up now, and we have a sermon panel today for this special Sunday. Jesus said in the gospel reading, "What is born of the Spirit is Spirit." 75 years ago, people born of the Spirit were led by the Spirit to establish Grace Lutheran Church. As we learned from slides and history that's on the history boards and last night, it was not always in this location. It didn't begin in this location, but it did begin 75 years ago. So we celebrate how the Spirit has led us through these years and continues to lead us. So to help me do that today, to my far right is Erin Radnicki, the mother of Mason and the wife of Tyler over there. Erin and Tyler share their time between here and St. Mary's, where Tyler is a member. So they go back and forth. And then Rebecca and Michael Hadlock, whose children, Avi was our crucifer today, precipitant of the cross, and Isaac is our acolyte today, and missing is Silas. You often see him processing the cross and reading the lessons as well. So with that introduction, I'm going to have each of you say a little bit more about when you joined Grace and your kind of experience since then. So, Erin, I'll just start with you.
Is this on?
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. I joined Grace, I think about 2009, and then my husband and I were out of state for 2 years and then came back in 2013. And while I've been here, I participated in, we had a food challenge in 2010, and then I was on the task force to write the welcome statement recently. So, and then I sing in the choir.
Yes. And you also serve on Luther House board, is that correct?
I am on the Luther House board as well.
Testing. There we go. It's on. Yes, my name is Rebecca Hadlock, and I can't remember joining the church officially because I was so young. It was probably 1976, seven, somewhere in there, when my family moved here from Colorado. So I actually remember being in the nursery and going through all of the stages of Sunday school. And First Communion and Confirmation and college. I helped out with the middle school group. Michael and I were married here with Pastor Dan Halgrimson. And then, gosh, came and started working with teaching Sunday school and on the Christian Ed Committee for a couple years. And yeah, lots of things, creating liturgical dances for the nativity, church council now, so that's kind of exciting, so kind of all the way through.
I moved to Corvallis in 89, and I spent most of my middle school and high school years at First Baptist, and then Rebecca and I started, and I was fairly involved with a youth group there. They had a large youth group there. And then Rebecca and I met in high school, and then started attending here with her. And yeah, we've just grown up. She's kind of been the leading force here at this church for our family. So, yeah.
Great. So obviously you all come from different backgrounds and have had different experiences of church and life in the church. And so that obviously affects how you participate in different ways, bringing your different gifts and skills. One thing that you do have in common is that you have young children, although your young children are getting older now all the time. They're as young as they used to be. And so there are probably some aspects of parenting that you share with all the grandparents and great-grandparents and parents who might be out here, but I think there are some unique things today, too, about parenting that perhaps your parents and your grandparents did not face in terms of that task and calling. Just wondering in terms of how the challenges you face, given the culture, community, and times in which we live reflect the importance of your ties to this faith community. So maybe we'll start with you, Michael, and then go back.
My personal belief is that spiritual practice is a big part of a person's life. And I think it's spiritual health is a big piece of a person's life. And having a foundation that that you can fall back on provides a lot of support. So I think, you know, having a church that, and I think it leads into some of the other questions, but having a church that you can and a spiritual foundation that you can fall back on is very important for life. You know, just the challenges that you have in life.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I just feel like we need help as parents. It's so difficult. There are things, and I'm sure every generation says the same thing. You know, they know that their kids are going through more things probably than they did. I mean, with just being inundated with internet and Facebook and Instagram, and children having phones that have access to all kinds of things that you don't want them to have access to. And our children go to Zion Lutheran School, and it's a fantastic school. But going from Silas, our son who's 15, going from a class of 5 kids from 8th grade to Corvallis High School, hundreds of kids, it's kind of a big change. And we had some huge transition. We had a big transition time in the fall, and I think that he felt quite a bit like, I remember him saying, "But Mom, that wasn't reality." And I think that what he's trying to say is, I lived in this bubble. And I said, well, you know, everybody has a different reality, and we all come from different backgrounds. And I think once we had lots of talks and we got a lot of things out and we got through that transition, I felt like we really realized that that this is our reality and this is the foundation that we've set for you. And then coming to Grace each week and being involved is a sounding board and remembering where your foundation comes from. It's multi-generation. You know that this is where you can be accepted for exactly who you are. You don't have to change and be something different because your, you know, setting has changed. You can be you. It's a safe place. It's very welcoming. I think that was huge for us to just, you know, everything out there in the world, your setting can change, but this doesn't. And this has been great for us, I think, as a transition through that difficult time.
One thing that I really appreciate is being part of a faith community, and it forces you in this time where I think we're encouraged to think of ourselves as individuals, and it's all about me, is to really be engaged in a community. I think of so many ways in our society these days that it's just easier not to engage with other people, especially people who are maybe different, and we're really called here to be active and outgoing outside of ourselves and see us as being individuals, as part of a community. And so I think that's something that, as Mason grows, that we'll continue to instill that you are unique and special, but you also are part of a larger community, and this is being part of a church, I think, helps with that.
All of you are, you're unique within your age group, because I think that more people than not in your age group, you know, don't choose to relate to a faith community. And so you've made a big commitment by being here and being part of this and participating in the life. And if we had more time, we would explore, you know, what are some of the challenges of that, because I know there are some of the challenges that other people your age don't face because they aren't, you know, they aren't splitting their time or sharing their time in this faith community. But we're going to move on to the next question. And that is, as we look to the next 75 years of the life of Grace Lutheran Church, and beyond that, what is something that you think is important for us to carry into the future? Well, let's start with you, Michael.
I think with, and this kind of, I think, leads with one of the other questions, is how a lot of people are not attending church. And I would, to me, there's, in answering the question, there is a little bit of a theme, but I think a lot of it is providing a spiritual foundation, which a lot of people in the world are missing right now. It was interesting, when I was in China, that was one of the discussions we had, was that, you know, they felt, you know, with one of the groups I was speaking with, they felt that they were missing a spiritual and religious side in their culture. And I think that with less and less people attending church, I think that's one of the things that's missing in our culture. And I think that's something, the church provides a base and a foundation for people to exercise their spiritual health and faith foundation. And I think the church is a good place for that. And I think as we move forward, I think that's a big piece of what the church provides.
Yeah, I thought children carrying the kids into the future. And it also ties into challenges of people not attending. But I think that Grace Lutheran is unique because the kids are encouraged to participate in many different ways. And not just come to church and leave and have it be left at the door on Sunday, but it's all the participating. Our kids do a lot of the acolyting, the nativity. Silas is now reading the message. Together, we do things together here. I'm not just attending church, but you know, Avi and Silas and I do confirmation classes. They love the chili cook-off, the salmon bake, the Lenten services, you know, the soup suppers, and just kind of planting those seeds where it's not just Sunday, but it's other days of the week, and it starts to become instilled with you where, you know, each of them has a role and something to do in the church. I think Silas always loved to start and do acolyting, and the others just, they followed and they enjoy it, and it's something to do in the service and be part of it, and it becomes part of who you are, so that when you leave and you do hit those other challenges in life, you know, you can remember that, and it's just bringing the kids into the church, being involved, and keeping that going into the future.
I would hope going into the future that this place would continue to be open to everyone and affirming of each person as being a child of God, and I think that is the best message that we can have to our community, is that everyone is welcome and respected.
So we're kind of quickly running out of time. I figured that would probably happen. I might just say too that the had once in a while here, but so appreciate you, especially on this day that we lost an hour of sleep, you coming to this service so you could be part of the panel. It's been nice to have you here. And just in conclusion, I appreciate you giving thought to some things that we didn't get to discuss here publicly, but would just like to say that your presence among us and your children's presence among us give me hope, and I am so glad that you and your children are here, and so thank you so much for participating in this part of the service today, and your ongoing participation and leadership in so many ways that will continue from here and lead us into the future. So, thank you. At this time, they'll go back to their seats, and I invite you to stand for our hymn of the day.